You guys ready?
That's the stupidest shit. Why am I even laughing at that?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All right, we're good.
We're good?
Yeah. Yep. What up, y'all? Welcome back. Jesus.
I know, that look at that spike. That sound spike.
Well, it's right there at the fucking microphone.
Oh, fuck. Wait, why are these so close?
Don't worry, it's not there. I'm just not even drunk. You're drunk, stop.
I'm not, I swear.
Sure.
This is not product placement at all.
we're not sponsored by any of this. Anyways, welcome to the Improvised Podcast.
Featuring
Elliot.
Woo. Paul.
Sean.
That's it. No, you're not featured. All
right, fuck you.
We're already part of it.
Yeah, you're at the end of the row. Fuck you.
And intro.
You almost spit out your drink.
What? Huh? I sipped.
It looked like you almost spit it out.
You look like you don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well,
damn.
I guess we can just continue on from here.
I think we can move on now.
You're like a fucking robot.
He's trying to act normal. Okay. He's trying to act normal. All right. Anyways. How you guys doing?
Doing okay.
How is Chef Mike's cooking?
Oh yeah, this is right after that episode. Anyways.
It was pretty good. You know, I thought I was going into it, I thought I may contract salmonella, but...
You almost did.
I almost did, and to be honest, I did eat a couple pieces of it.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, cook mine too, actually. You just got this.
I was like, as an afterthought, I was like, yeah, you know what, it is kind of red a little bit.
No, after you brought it back, it was really good.
Yeah, thanks, it was pretty delicious.
I was like, shit, I'm like, I pretty much just poisoned these guys. I was like, fuck. I mean, I brought it downstairs.
Well, that's why I took the edge of it first to taste it. I was like, okay, not bad. But then when they brought that back, I was like, I'm glad I took the edge.
Yeah, holy shit. I just said, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to recook everybody's again. But yeah, glad you guys are still moving. Still alive. Still kicking.
Dude, fucking, speaking of recent food experiences, I was talking about you guys earlier. You said save it for the podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What were we talking about?
I was me, my girlfriend, and like a couple of my her friends. We wanted to get McDonald's, but we were too lazy to leave the house, and so we just had it like DoorDash or some delivered to the house. So first of all, the thing takes like a fucking hour to get to the house, right? So I'm ravenous. I'm enraged. I'm like, where's my fucking McDonald's, right? So when it gets I dropped like $15 on this this meal that they had where you get like two Big Macs, two large fries, like two sodas, and like it was like a huge like package thing. So I get we get the meal. I'm like, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to eat this McDonald's. I open it up. And it's, you know how the Big Mac is just like three like pieces of bread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's all it was. That's all it was.
That's all it was.
There was no patty. There was no lettuce. There was no tomato. Sure? There was nothing in it. I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And I did not. I just did not stop screaming about it for like an hour. I was
wait.
Pissed.
Did you open it at like when you were all gone already?
No, he.
No, like we ordered it. They delivered it to the house.
Oh.
And I was like, oh yeah, my Big Macs.
You think the
open up? There's just no meat inside. I was like, what the fuck is this?
I think the delivery driver must have taken that shit. He was like,
it just takes the patty out. It just eats the meat.
Up the bun.
Like there wasn't even lettuce.
I feel like that's an option. Big Mac with nothing.
On. Yeah, you can. They asked. They were like, do you want this, this, and this? And I was like, I want. The sandwich.
Yeah, I want the burger. Yes,
yeah, what the fuck? Why would I order a Big Mac with no patty? You know? But that just fucking enraged me. I was so pissed.
That's insane, dude.
You had a large drink. It was just ice.
Oh, my God. I know. Fuck McDonald's.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, I usually put a mother love of ice when I get a drink, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Nah, the keys.
But that's just pretty funny. It messed up.
I know.
Bastard. Anything from you, Paul? Maybe you want to talk about that certain someone
in your
life?
No. I specifically said no. No.
Okay. Yeah, he did say no.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I'm saying. Something. Nothing. Don't
Paul
I'm
is
not
the love
nothing.
Guru.
How about you, Elliot?
Me?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. I mean, yeah, so I have a girlfriend now. I know, but there's no space for me. I'm just too big.
You want to push
I don't fit
alone.
In, literally. But yeah, it's pretty dope. She does a lot for me, so Does
she drive?
Pretty grateful. Yeah.
I guess that because.
Hey, that's just me. That's literally me. My girlfriend literally does that too. She's just like she's the driver. She's the.
Everything. Well, because like I live in such a small. I live in such a like small town. It's like I never really needed my driver's license, but now that like I'm going to school and like I'm further away, it's like I'm fucking 20 years old. I need to fucking drive. Like, come on. Yeah. You know.
It's amazing. The only one here who's like more ahead of us to get a license is Paul.
Yeah, I know, that's incredible.
None of us don't drive. Have a permit either.
He's the only
Paul, one. Paul, are you gonna whip the party bus or whatever?
No.
Drive your brother's car.
No.
Yeah. Come on, Paul. Let's go. Like do donuts in the park.
Yeah. Okay. Paul's like, I just got my permit.
That's you would tell that to Paul.
He's like, I don't even need a permit. That's the thing. Yeah. Once you're 18, you can just take the test straight up.
That is true. Yeah.
I know. I should just get my.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. You could just take this. You could just.
It's better to get your permit though, I think, because.
Would it be cheaper?
Yeah, insurance wise. Like,
Insurance wise, yeah. I think something like that.
For sure.
They're partying down there, shit.
I know.
I think it was the food.
Definitely. I love how you just avoided your whole meal.
I mean, I honestly wanted to eat it, but then
honestly,
they were like, "Let's have it." So
like, I told them, "Like, I'm like, yeah, have this," and they were like, "Oh, okay." And then my dad was like, "Oh, that was his," and I'm like, "Why'd you say that?" Because then they felt bad, and then I was like, "Yeah, don't worry about it." I'm kind of glad. No.
I know.
It was all right though. I wanted to try the steak. I didn't even try the steak.
You didn't even try it.
I didn't even try it. I actually wanted
you
to try it.
You're the fucking chef.
Yeah, I know.
All you did was do this.
In a restaurant, though, do you think the chef does that, though?
They do. They taste it, but they don't take
the
piece out of the steak.
They don't cut it for themselves. Yeah, yeah.
You're sitting there at, like, the 99 or whatever, you get every little bit. And you see, like, one of them just, like, cut in half and, like, a piece missing.
You just order a meal, and then they just eat the food and give you, like, the patties.
The waiter's like, bread. Here you go. It's good.
Yeah, the waiter comes in with like all the food on the big tray.
Hold on, I gotta try it for you guys.
Hold on. Like in medieval times, and they had like the royal test here.
I feel like that's what they definitely
poisoned
did.
Or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That is true. Yeah, that's what they did back in the day. That's
fucking
nuts. They had to make sure those patties were good.
That's what they did with your meal at McDonald's.
Yeah, they were like, we have to test these. Might as well just fucking eat them.
Let's leave the bread. He's good.
Wait, did you pay for that burger?
Yeah. Two burgers, like the two fries. It was like this huge gargantuan fucking meal. I was so pissed.
Did you at least call back?
Oh, we got a refund.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Through the DoorDash.
Not another meal? Like, you should just, like, the reason you ordered because you're hungry.
Well, it would have waited like another hour, right?
It wasn't. Because fucking, so her house is like in Bellingham or whatever, and for some reason they didn't pick, like when we ordered it, so there was this girl that's there that I don't fucking like. She is such a bitch. She like tries to get my goat all the time. She like really annoys me. And so she was the one that was ordering.
Goat?
Yeah, like get your goat, like you know, like annoy you, like pull your chain, you know what I mean? So sorry, weird. That was a little
saying.
A little old
never
saying
heard
for
that
you.
In my life.
Anyways, that's not the moral of the story. Go
but fucking so she fucking places the order, but the dumb bitch fucking made it for like something that was like in like Rhode Island. So the DoorDash driver had to drive like an hour and a half to get the fucking meal and then drive to our house.
He got hungry, no wonder. That's what happened. The dude literally got hungry.
He was probably stuck in traffic and he was probably like,
that is the next level of fight.
He takes one look at like how much longer he's gonna take to get there and he takes one look at the fucking McDonald's and he was like, nah, I got time. He starts eating it.
He's taking slow bites, just like, yeah.
And then he's like, oh, wait, shit. There's actually like the bread left. So he just like stacks it together like a fake sandwich.
Puts like wrapping inside. Yeah. Like, yeah, it looks pretty decent.
I was so pissed.
Oh man,
fuck you, DoorDash.
So was it just you though? Like your burger? That was
yeah. I was the only one. I was the only one that got cocked. I was so pissed. Fucking everyone else was like stuffing their face with this food. Oh my god, I was enraged. I was like ready to.
That's a good story, at least.
No, I was so mad, dude.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, today's been an interesting day.
Yeah.
Trying to get this one awake.
Me?
Not you, him.
Yeah, me. Yeah.
I know, surprise.
I'm texting him, I was like 11:50, I'm like, okay, he's probably still asleep. 12:09, no answer. 12:20, no answer. 30, then to 1.
30.
12:30.
Oh, okay.
And then, what was it, like, almost 2?
1:18 when I woke up.
1:18?
Yeah, 1:18.
Yeah, so,
Yeah, don't mind it.
So yeah. I was like, this dude, like, legit, if it was like a day where you guys weren't showing up, I would be like, all right, I guess nothing's happening today. But I was like, you guys were showing up. I was like, this needs to happen.
Yeah.
So I was like, either I wait till 1:30 or I go to his house right now and ring the doorbell. Because I'm like, his phone's probably on vibrate.
It was. Now all I remember hearing, literally waking up to, like, I was having this, like, weird dream, like, I was in a war zone. So all I woke up to, like, I hear like the vibrating, so it sounded like tremors in my head when I woke up.
Thought there was, like, bombs going on.
Yeah, it literally was like that, and I was like, oh, shit, and I woke up, and, like, I look up, 20, like, FaceTime calls.
Does that remind you of a good story, Bob? Yeah.
of your bombs. Days in the war?
You gonna tell some war stories, dude?
No, so... This is like years ago. I had some people like sleep over my house, and
we've
done
that before.
One of them, yeah. One of them, he was like sleeping next to my bed, and I had the remote like on.
It is recording, right? Checking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had the remote on like one of the bedposts, and I went to go change the TV channel. But I accidentally knocked it off. It fell. It hit his foot,
and he
just goes. Mo!
Mo?
We had no idea what was going on.
Mo.
Yeah. But he said he was having a dream in which he was in a war zone.
With
and
Mo.
Then, like, somebody that he knew was named Mo, and it was just like they got shot or something.
Oh my
and
god!
That was the remote hitting his foot.
That's where he got shot. He's like, oh, Mo!
Jesus.
Damn. That's insane.
Very.
Was this person. Wait, who was it? This person that fell on? Like.
That I dropped the remote on? Aaron.
Did he, like, actually, like, was in war or something like that at all?
No.
Oh, so he was just dreaming that?
Yeah, he was just dreaming it.
Wow.
Too much Call of Duty, you know?
Too much Call of Duty.
You know?
It's too realistic nowadays.
Yeah.
I know. Fucking album.
Enjoying that?
Oh, yeah. It's your favorite.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. What was the other one originally? The other one that you gave
the
me?
The mango one?
That one.
Mike's Heart has a mango one?
Yeah, this one's just black cherry.
I like the black cherry. For me, though, I could, like, down, like, 40 of them. They just taste, because they taste so, like, sweet, you know
what
I mean?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. That's the scary thing about that. It's it's very light, but if you drink enough, I'm pretty sure it'll hit you
fucking
truck.
Well, yeah, he still has Guinness and a vodka.
Do you actually enjoy this? It's not bad, yeah.
It's very smooth, and I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm like.
Maybe you're just up there already. You're just in the clouds already.
But sometimes you drink a beer or something, and like, it's just a really strong beer taste, you know?
I'm sorry, but Paul was like.
If you drink like a fucking, like a Bud Light or something, you're like, oh.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But this is like.
You're talking to the guy who doesn't drink at all, but yeah.
Okay,
I get you.
Yeah, no, for sure.
This is like, Elliot's explaining, I probably like that. He's like, Let me put it this way.
Fucking, this one night, dude, when I was in school, we went to hit the liquor store, and like, we're broke college students, right? So we got like this beer, and it was like, $10 for like a 30 rack. It was like the cheapest possible beer you could possibly get. You know what I mean? It was just like literally garbage. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and so like it was literally just like drinking fucking like beer flavored water. It was the grossest thing ever. You know what I mean? So compare stuff like that to like, you know,
it's good.
Definitely a huge difference for sure.
That makes sense.
And I've become a liquor aficionado.
Did we ever talk about that trip where that guy almost like tipside our canoe?
Tipside?
No, this is Ellie and I.
Oh fuck! I don't know.
Capsize me.
Yeah. I can't think. Right.
I don't remember if we did or not. But yeah,
we didn't. But it was like we were making echoes.
Yeah, we were canoeing and we were on this canoe trip. And like we're in the big huge open expanse, you know, so we were just saying bullshit. He was like sneezing and he has a loud sneeze, so it was just like going all over the place. Then like all of a sudden fucking I felt like I was in Captain Phillips. The leader guy comes over and takes the oar and like wrangles us in and like started like, you know, bitching at us for like making noises and stuff.
You're supposed to influence these kids. You are not acting your age. I'm like, we're having fun.
I know. I'm like, Jesus. And he had, like, his camera and shit in there. And then when he left, he pushed that shit went in the water. Like,
he pushed away from us, but, like, it was...
Yeah.
Damn.
And Ellie and I look at each other like,
what just happened?
Dude, was that the same trip that I, like, fucking fell in? And I was like... In the water? Was that the same trip? Or was that, like, another...
In the water?
Oh, wait. No. We were practicing, and we had the capsize.
Because we were, like...
And I was filming you, struggling to put the canoe back.
Oh, that's really long ago, dude. Yeah, you bastard. I remember that. He had, like, an iPod with, like, this, like, waterproof case on it.
Yeah. That's when you filmed that 4-hour fucking long movie or some shit like that.
It's 2 hours and 30 minutes, I think.
Was that the Florida one?
That's when Elliot became Miss Sunshine.
Oh my god.
Or Miss Sunset, was it?
Yeah. For those of you that didn't fucking, that like you never saw that essentially a movie. We were in Florida and we went to this like there's some place down there that does like this sunset festival or something. And so we were down there and we were just, you know, walking around or whatever. And then, like, there's, like, this street performer looking for people to, like, be in his performance.
Yes. It's like, we need someone tall. And
this cocksucker.
No, fucking, I did. I
yeah,
did.
You volunteered me. You were like, over here.
All the other kids point at you.
Bastard. You
and
were
then
in it.
I filmed it.
And so,
okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Long story short, there's footage of me wearing a sash that says Miss Sunset.
And a guy tried
Sunset.
To lick your nipples. You don't remember that, do you?
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's a photo.
There's a photo.
Like,
no one's licking my nipples.
Yeah, it's literally the guy going like right next to your
He's
nipple
like,
with
like,
his tongue out.
You're taking a picture like this.
Bullshit. There's no way there's a guy licking my nipples.
You're taking a picture like this, and he's like this.
like full on tongue lick. It wasn't even...
Wow. It was all part of his, like, plan to get me involved so he could do that. He could lick my nose.
I mean, the pride flag was on the other side of the crowd.
What?
The pride flag was on the other side.
Oh, I know. Secretly, it was just, like, a gay, like, demonstration, yeah, like, a gay pride thing.
He's like, now bend over. I'm going to show you something crazy.
He's like, and now for my final turn.
Guess what this long thing is.
Yeah. No, now don't.
And I'm
going to
make
it
disappear.
It takes you a couple of seconds to figure
out.
Dude, that was an insane trip, though, because I remember I, like, got sick or something for, like, one day, and, like, it was, like, during that time you guys were making that, like, I don't know, what the thing that goes underwater.
Oh, that robot thing?
Yeah, the robot
fucking
thing.
Yeah. That was sick. That was so cool, dude. We did some cool shit on that trip. We fucking planted coral. We like,
oh, that's sick.
Yeah,
we
caught
in
salt
water.
He picks like the like most terrible thing to talk about.
We almost died.
Yeah, no, we caught sharks and like tagged them and stuff.
Really?
To like keep track of them and during like on the coral reefs and
that's
stuff.
That's really cool.
We went fishing and I caught a
yellow.
That was like really aggressive the way I plopped my hands on it.
I
almost like went through it. We were fishing and I caught like a remora, you know those like little fish that like suck onto the sharks or whatever and they eat like the scraps or whatever.
Yeah.
So like he was like, oh, we have a rule on this boat, like if you catch one, then you have to stick it on you, like you have to like put it on you. So I was like, okay. So there's this.
The fucking, it's like that's not that. That's an eel.
He takes the. I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, let's do it. So he takes the thing, he unhooks it or whatever. He just goes, and there's like. Plops it on my arm. And here's this fucking fish just like wiggling out.
You sure it wasn't a fucking leech or some shit?
No,
I was draining your blood or some shit.
I know, a lamprey or whatever.
Yeah.
I know, I'm like passed out, dude.
Yeah.
Blood loss.
It's just seizing up on the
ground.
Like
that's like airlift me to the hospital. We're like, yeah, we're actually like 100 miles out from like the nearest hospital.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was a good time, dude. I wish it was fucking summer again.
The funny thing was, like, you were not safe from the water going over the boat the whole time. So if you were trying to stay dry, my camera got soaked, remember?
Oh, I know. Because for some reason, we were fucking pedal to the metal, cutting through the waves and shit.
Yeah, like, I'm sitting at like, basically the front of the boat like this.
Yeah.
And, like, the waves are coming, and we just all over me, and, like, I was
all
like...
All over you.
Yeah, all over.
Paul's like, I'm uncomfortable.
I'm fucking but no, that was a great time. Check out that video if you haven't, because that was a great.
Hey, Elliot.
Yeah.
How come you're not going back to college?
How come I'm not going back?
I don't know if he wants to say that.
I don't know. Well, a variety of reasons. Primarily just because it's extremely expensive. I was there for like 2 years basically, and I owe like
why'd you look at me?
I owe like over $100,000. Jeez. So that school is really expensive.
Did
so
you at least do well in
the time? Yeah, I did okay, but like it wasn't worth the money, and like
to be honest, you last longer than I thought you would be.
Yeah. Well, there was just like a bunch of other crazy shit that happened that made me want to leave, like
parties.
Well, no, that's what made it. All right. So I told you about what happened with like my roommate like the first semester, right?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Of like
right.
First year.
The robbery. I told you what happened. You got robbed, right?
Yeah. Well, I got robbed.
You got robbed all your game. Yeah. Consoles and
but
shit.
Besides me getting, you know, losing my Xbox and shit, which is a sad day if you're a gamer because
oh, of course, anytime
that Xbox had like. A 2 terabyte hard drive in it, and it was a limited edition like Gears of War console. So it had the custom sounds when you power it on. It was like, it looked crazy. It was fucking dope. But the whole, almost all the storage was full. So all my saves, all everything. Then to make it worse, there was a flash drive inside of it that had all my save data and all my shit that I downloaded on it from when I used to play my 360. So like just. Basically,
took your memories.
Basically,
literally.
Yeah, it's 2 decades I was alive, and all my gaming for like 20 years just went down the toilet.
That's insane.
And it was fucked. But he also, my roommate that also robbed me, did like some crazy shit.
Wait, your roommate robbed you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He fucking robbed me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, sick.
I was gonna find out where he lives and like fucking just.
Tickle?
Break him in. Tickle him? Yeah. You fucking weird. I was gonna like take my shit back or just like take shit until I found like almost like $2,000 worth of stuff like went out of that room and it was just gone.
Room.
Yeah.
Room.
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 Room. Room. No, but he also fucking so like I lost like a lot of my friends that semester because like and like I didn't know
college
why.
Friends or
yeah friends? College friends and like I didn't,
they don't matter at all.
Yeah
no but I didn't know why and okay. Like and like I just had people like unadd me off of like Snapchat and stuff and I was like really confused. It's like it's like mad weird like why are all my friends just like not talking to me. I had like mad girls like unadd me off of like social media.
I had the same thing when I'm messaging you take hours and days to answer back.
Well
and we've been friends for over a decade.
I do that for every. We also haven't gotten a present for anyone's birthday or Christmas.
I know. I only do that with him.
I know. You fucking dirty bastard.
He's known me less than both of you guys.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck both of you. Fuck that.
I mean, that's because we live literally a block away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And like, Paul, the only thing, like, I never got him anything either, but then, like, when he gave me, like, us movie tickets, I was like, damn, now I have to give him
something. Yeah. And that movie tickets that we haven't used.
Dude, the worst thing is when you
want your movie tickets?
When you get some. Dude,
I don't know where they are. I still have yours.
Oh, you motherfucker. I got my bad.
No, you're fine.
I need to go find them.
When you get someone a present, and then, like, someone gets you a present, mm-hmm. but your present isn't anywhere close to the value of like what they got you and you just fucking feel that
yeah.
So. And you're like shit like they get you a flat screen TV and you're like I have fucking I got you some like scented candles or something you know
so
candles. That were like discount on Marshalls or something where I got them for like $1.50
I got a discount for you
for Christmas my brother got several people just like random gift cards.
Okay.
And so we got my dad a $15 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts. Well, my dad got him a $25 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts.
So he lost $10.
So legit a one-up on him in his gift.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's a gift, I guess. It's
I gave my mom a $25 AMC gift card because I don't know what to give anyone.
Yeah.
You know, when people ask me, what do you want? I'm like, you can't afford it. Or I'd feel bad if you bought for me.
Yeah.
Hey, like, you want to buy me a $10,000 camera? Exactly.
Well, I mean, I think it's like if you sell a nut, you get like $25,000.
Sell a nut.
$30,000, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows that. He's like,
you sell a ball, you get like $30,000. It's like, all right, there we go. There's your camera. There's some money towards it.
He's like, we can live without one kidney, right?
He said it's nuts.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, both. Like, yeah. A kidney and a nut.
You start selling all your fucking internal organs to, like, pay for shit.
Damn, imagine selling both of your nuts.
Then don't worry about fucking kids reproducing. Yeah, you're good.
Just, but like you,
how's masturbation
just
work?
Just nut first and then have it saved somewhere.
Dude, you'd still like climax and shit. You just wouldn't nut and then you'd just be like, I feel like that would bug me out. It's like fucking air. It's just like compressed air, like a.
That's how would that work, though?
It's like a turkey baster, literally.
A turkey baster.
Dude. There's women that actually listen to this podcast. That's the funny thing.
Actually, yeah, I think our audience.
A couple coworkers of ours that listen to this. And
this is extremely tasteful.
Wait, who is it? Ashley
Castro Gorellis.
So you're calling them out? Castro? What?
Yeah.
You're just calling them out like that. All right.
Yeah,
underage.
Shout them out.
Oh, yeah, they are underage.
Wait.
Oh, wait, no.
You talked to underage, didn't you?
No, not like.
You put a fat
all
place.
What are you talking about?
They're listeners. They're not. I don't know.
Yeah, no, whatever, no, Sean's all pissed because he got caught up. What is that? Are you making contact with aliens? What is that sound?
You fucked
what the fuck
up
is this? Get this.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah. Like, why? Yeah. Why?
Yo, when I you fucked up my jaw, like, it just hurts now every time I laugh.
You fucked up his
jaw. What did I say earlier?
Salt, just like, what? This happened. Oh.
How does salt hurt your jaw, you pansy?
This happened when I had your fucking disaster of a fucking burger.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean, remember that one fucking camping trip we had where we made that pizza? The Dutch oven pizza?
The raw dough. I remember you and I were like, damn, this shit looks so good.
We were cooking it on the fire, right? And then we cooked it for like 30, 40 minutes or whatever. So
yeah, it was
like, everyone was getting pissed because we were like hogging the fire because it was like a Dutch oven pizza. Like, it was a huge thing.
Yeah, it looked good though.
So on the top, it was like super crispy. Like, oh wow, like, can't wait to eat that. once you get past the layer of deception,
it was just raw dough.
And like, me and him still ate it anyway.
The table a little bit because you keep hitting it with your kneecap.
I'm sorry, I'm large.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You would move that side a little bit.
just flips the whole fucking thing.
There you go. That's good.
Yeah, like him and I, like, yo, we're gonna have the best meal here.
Oh, I know. We were gassing it the whole time. We were like, fuck you, losers. Like, we put mad sausage, like all sorts of stuff in there.
Do you like sausage?
Don't you?
Not even a topping, just inside the pizza. Not cut up at all.
Like that's the crust. It's the sausages around the whole pizza. I remember it was just like,
I'm getting a headache now from fucking this heat.
Yeah.
Wait, huh?
It's hot up here. You don't feel it?
It's hot.
It's hot up here.
Ellie and I are wearing jackets.
That's a sweater, my good sir.
You're also wearing like a baseball cap.
You're wearing a fucking.
You're wearing a hood and a fucking.
What do you call that?
I don't know.
Pith helmet.
A what? A pith helmet?
I think it's pith.
Pith
helmet.
Why do you know the most useless information ever?
Well, it's not useless. That helped us out. What do you mean? We didn't know what it was. He told us what it was.
Until now, it's a pith helmet. There you go.
Oh no, it's not. I'm thinking about something else.
Pith isn't. Isn't pith like the fucking?
It's
the
a
name wolf. For like the white stuff like on the inside of like.
Where?
Like an orange peel or whatever, or like the banana.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm talking about? I thought you were talking about someone else too.
Piss with the lip?
No.
Talking about piff?
I thought you were talking about like the white things that,
no, that
like around the surface area of somewhere.
That's very wrong. That's my bad.
Please elaborate. Right.
That's a fucking adventure.
The white.
Yeah, that's what I was wrong.
Okay, so
that's what you were talking about.
Oh, I see.
That's what Sean and I were like, huh, where is he going with this?
Okay, so we're just looking at or I am, more specifically.
So
you have a window open on here, and it's Twitter.
Dooley or
and,
Cooley.
One of these tweets that popped up says, think you know where California is? Think again, says Mexican activist. and it's a tweet by the Los Angeles Times. The fuck are you talking about?
What?
Wait, is California disputed land?
I don't know.
Like what do you
I
mean?
I mean, people
mean,
disputed to make it two states.
They did
want to
try to... Huh?
People actually disputed to make it two states.
Yeah.
Please don't spit over my drink.
Spit over your drink?
Yeah.
You've been nothing but pickiness this whole
time. He's like 4 feet away.
Put it over there.
All right.
Be a little farther.
Do you want Elmo to guard it? I hope he spits in your fucking drink and gives you freaking HIV.
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Paul's like,
Paul, what's your retort? Aggressive. Do you have a retort?
I just said it.
A retorted?
A retort.
Are you a retort? Sean, hey, Ellie, how come you haven't drank that yet?
Sean.
I wouldn't want
I
to
I downed
drink
a bottle of Capriccio. I had like 2 mics. And
whoa. Yeah, we have 1 mic here.
Whoa. And an entire thing. Wait, what happened to the?
You drank it
all, dog.
No, but I poured out. There was like a little bit left.
Oh yeah, that's the habit
of it. Oh, okay.
You're dumbass.
What happened to my cup? It got empty.
Where did my drink go?
He was too busy gulping down mics.
See, when you say it like that, that just sounds really...
That's the only... What other way do you say it? Have lemonade. Mike's lemonade. Just say the whole thing.
No.
Just drop the can in there.
Oh, yeah. That's...
You want some lemonade?
You want some lemonade, boy?
See, now that we have someone named Mike around here, and you say...
Now that we have...
Now?
I've been around, but it's
all... No, but like...
My real name's Mike.
Now that you say, like, I'm drinking Mike's hard lemonade, like, that just sounds really, like, sus.
Yeah.
Because you're here, and it's like, I'm drinking your lemonade. Like, no thank you. I'd probably rather die.
And you're pouring his lemonade in there.
Sean, this is pineapple soda. There's
no
lemons
remember,
in
it's green. It's not yellow.
I'm sorry.
Wait. What were you about to do?
This is orange, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
He's
fun of me because of my disability. Like, thanks
Aaron's
a lot.
Everyone's like, oh, it looks green. Elliot's like, that's orange.
Well, no, I said it was orange because I thought it would have been more, like, yellowish because it's pineapple soda. But no, it's the same color as Mountain Dew. Like, that
what color is orange?
Cool.
he's just like, what?
You got me there.
Sean, I think it's time for you to get tested.
No.
To see if you're like clinically retarded.
Of the fruit of an orange.
How do you explain
what
that?
What are you
actually
talking about?
How do you explain a color
what's
to
the
somebody?
The color of the fruit orange. The color of the fruit of
the
a
name
pineapple.
Of the fruit is the color that it is. That doesn't make sense to me.
Are you sure you know that's the color?
Yeah.
Where are you going with this?
I'm just fucking
talking to a colorblind person.
That's like saying, like, what color is a blackberry?
I thought you were about to say a blackberry. I was like, where are you going with this, dog?
Paul, what the fuck are you doing with my
hat?
Am I just going to wear it like this from now on?
That's fine.
Yeah? No, I can't. I gotta let the face show.
So how was your walk here, Elliot?
My walk here?
You were a completely different color. Well, now you're actually getting to that color again
because
of the alcohol.
The problem, well, see, the problem was that I kind of pre-gamed a little bit on the way.
What did you pre-game?
So...
You're just drinking along the way?
No, not along the way. I'm not like with a big paper bag, like drinking... No, I...
What
I
was
drank,
this motion?
The lifting the bottle. Sean just has like dick on his brain and he just really thinks about just...
So what were you pre-gaming?
So,
what are you doing?
So, I drank some alcohol.
Okay.
And
what?
What?
Believe it or not,
it's a
fucking
what?
Sake, the rice wine.
Okay.
I don't know why we have it in our
right?
cabinet.
I'm over here like, why is you drinking that?
Why are you drinking that? And you're wearing
because,
that hat.
Because like, I know, I planned so it. No, I didn't bring this from home, I swear.
That kind of rhymed. Why are you drinking that? And why are you wearing that hat?
Wow, become a rapper.
For the back.
Oh!
We're drunk.
Shit.
Bars.
And
I took some bong rips. So that's, I was
you
crossed.
You didn't bring any over?
Well, yeah. I didn't know what you guys did.
I smoked a little bit, but that's
oh, fine. Oh, well, then if you said that, I could have...
Oh, my God. Be
Jesus, Sean.
That stinks, so you gotta be careful, dog.
It's already spilled over here.
Oh, I did it. No.
It's my table.
I know, but...
Okay.
It's my tablecloth.
I know, but I like to take care of things.
In right? whose house is it?
Well, it doesn't matter if it's in my fucking house.
He has lived here.
How long have you actually lived here? Because, like...
10 years, I think.
Because, like... You first, like, show... Cause you
like,
did,
in this house or, like, in the area in general?
Like, because I first met you in fourth grade. You weren't at all in third, second, or back there.
Yeah, you were never in third grade.
You're dumb.
Like, I first met you in fourth grade. We were playing Stick.
I was in Garfield.
Garfield.
Wait, you were in Garfield?
First,
you were
third.
Inside of him? You bent him over and you just...
Good ball. Careful with the dough, my
you kid. Gave him a little bit of your lasagna then?
You good?
Are you good, bro?
Paul's dead. He's on the other side of the room right now, choking to death. quick, someone give him a Heimlich.
I say, Gurf. He's like...
He's just fucking everywhere.
What the fuck? I know a title for this podcast. We're not drunk. We swear.
That's literally the name. Who drinks here? Does anyone here drink? I don't.
He's the only one. Well, other than... out of me and him.
So, Sean, the whole point of that was for everyone to say, no, we don't. And then you just raise your hand.
I can legally drink. You're the one who's illegally doing it right now.
Oh, I'm 21.
Why are you announcing that?
21? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, he's 30 years old, sorry.
30? That would be a little creepy. No, I'm 20 years old, goddammit. If I can vote for this country and spill my blood for it, Jesus Christ.
That's so true.
Give me some fucking beer. Give me a fucking beer, like, Guinness. Jesus Christ.
And we'll call it a
beer. You can have a fucking Guinness right now.
Dude, you could have a beer at 16 in Germany.
Really? Then go to Germany.
I will. For Oktoberfest, that'd be a sick time.
Yeah, this is, you're going to be your cup every time.
I know.
It's going to be like,
boom. He's going to be like this tall, overflowing the fucking big titty ladies.
I think that's just the movies, dog.
I know. I fucking wish.
Who knows?
You good? You good?
Paul, okay. We have to get the AED and like bring him back to life.
You sound like a clear fucking hose when you're like.
Like a fucking spring.
Okay,
board.
Back to.
Sorry, I was not expecting. I mean, Garfield.
Wait, that's what make you lost? That's what you lost.
Yeah, he's like Garfield.
Garfield. Garfield.
And out of everything,
Sean, I like how you like. I like how we only have like 1 2-liter of the soda, because like, pretty soon, like,
there's no more
being able to like mix it or chase is not gonna happen. So you're just gonna have to just take it straight to the face,
or you can mix this with that.
Mix what with what?
That with that.
Oh, that no. With that.
Or this with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mix 2 flavored alcohols together?
Why not?
So back to what we were talking about.
Wait, before we're talking
Garfield
about
happened.
Yeah.
I was in first, second, third in Garfield.
Kindergarten. Where did you go?
Somewhere in Boston. I don't. It doesn't even exist anymore. I don't know. What's
going on. It doesn't exist. I don't know about this story. I don't think this is real. I swear, I went to third grade. The school doesn't exist anymore. Though.
I can get pictures actually.
No,
like a small. Hold on.
We don't need pictures.
Where do you have? Oh, I've back. Never seen these pictures before.
It's just, it's like a little thing. Look at those little projects.
A little project?
I just poked Paul. As soon as I poked Paul in the fucking stomach, he was like, he was like the Pillsbury Doughboy. It's so funny. Oh my god. Oh my god, dude.
I mean, I don't remember when I met you or you, but it was sometime in Scouts.
I don't remember
15,
when I met you
16, 18 years ago, who knows.
If you're watching this, and can you remember,
I think,
like specifically when you met your friends for the first time?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because I don't think I can.
How do you have this like ready to go?
Let me see if this is.
I know he planned this from the start. He's like, I knew they were gonna say that I didn't go to third grade.
You activate my report card.
Well, I'll start report.
You follow truth. You well, fool!
To the audio
You've
listeners,
activated my report card.
To the audio listeners, it's just a little pamphlet of my.
Can I see this bullshit?
Yeah. Let me just show the camera.
Because I think it's fake.
Is it fake? What do you think? I made this just recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where have you kept this for like?
You just
15
got like a
years.
Bunch of like bullshit.
The name's right there too.
A bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, your name's Michael. You could have done that 6 hours
no,
ago.
No, I'm talking about the fucking school's name. You fucking poopy.
You could have made it up. Conspiracy theory. Michael didn't go to Parker Hill Fenway Head Start Classroom 3.
What the fuck is that?
So you guys remember not Head Start, but you remember Jump Start?
Yeah.
The fucking program with the dog or whatever.
This I remember the fucking weird
program. Oh, he's throwing up gang signs in this picture.
Oh, dog. That's me, dog. Wait, is that me?
Wait, why does your finger look like
Jesus? That shit went into my eyes.
Sorry,
oh,
wait.
Jesus.
Look at this picture. Why does your finger look so long? Or is that just
that's
your
my
ear?
That's my ear.
In this picture, it looks like his finger's really long. He looks like he's going a peace sign, and his finger's like 5 feet long.
E.T., dog.
I know. The kid, that kid from E.T., his name was Elliot.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember anybody.
To be honest,
I get so many old people like,
it doesn't
Elliot.
Look like you at all.
Yeah, I know.
He was like 2 years old.
I was much more cute.
When you showed me your first communion picture, I was like, you look like a spoiled Hispanic.
I ate good. I was a little round kid.
Yeah, you had a little too much of a body of Christ.
A little bit too much burritos.
Burritos? really. I could go for some burritos. You should do some burritos for the next episode.
He said burritos for episode four.
For Chef Mike.
Can you make burritos?
Yeah, that's easy. That's actually a lot easier.
Make the tortillas.
Make the tortillas? What the fuck? I ain't gonna make no damn tortillas.
He's gonna like grind the fucking wheat.
You're on the field, gang.
Like, he's gonna like make his own flour.
You should wear that, gang, the ingredient.
Why? This isn't Hispanic.
It's not, but that's what they wear like outside.
Like when they're getting the rice.
Like when they're in the field, the rice patties.
In Japan or wherever in Asia, they gang the rice and.
Yeah.
Whatever ingredients.
Rice patties.
Yeah.
Whatever ingredients.
I mean, when I was in Japan, all I saw, it looked like all grass, but it was all rice fields. I'm like, holy shit. Imagine having to get
go
all that
every
shit.
Single one. Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, I hope they have machines. Otherwise, fuck.
But yeah. Poor were we talking about the school stuff?
I was talking about how I first met you. And
yeah, we were talking about when we first like, met each other.
It was all, it's always sad how I say this, but like it was like because he sat with me at lunch.
And also the thing is that I stayed back as well. I stayed back in fifth grade.
Because like I would sit by myself because I didn't give a shit, but like he was like, when he first sat.
Loner. I'm fucking kidding.
But when he sat next to me, not next to me, like across from me, I'm like, who is this kid?
Yeah.
And then
like,
we
who
just
the fuck
like,
is this losing old kid?
We just hang out, and then after fifth grade, we didn't see each other for like 3 years, and then.
Oh, yeah, because we went to different
middle schools. Yeah, you went to RMA, I went to Susan B. Anthony, and then.
Susan B.
And then it was. We kind of still each other, but we didn't really hang out. But about junior year, when we took video production class, that's when we.
Oh, wow. And that's when the seeds were planted for Friends with Entertainment.
Pretty much.
October 9th, 2015.
Is that when we were incorporated?
15 or 14.
Something like that. And then like,
the idea
channel,
was in 2014.
YouTube channel came out November 25th, 2016.
Good memory.
15? It was 15.
50?
15. 16 is when we graduated. I know that.
Sean, I may have had a couple of drinks, but even I don't think that there's a month with 50 days in it.
We're talking about the year.
Oh,
I'm a little drunk. It's okay.
No, I thought you said. I thought it was like. I thought because you said like the 15th, and then you said like 50, and I was like, what?
But we were
like,
talking about the year 2015. Yeah,
we were talking about
so it. He thought it, he said 50 because.
Oh, I thought you said like on the 15th, like the exact day, and I was like, it's the 50th. Like, I was like, fuck.
I'm a little drunk, but I don't understand that what you're saying right now.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I sound like. I see how it is. Paul just slowly turned in his chair and just started grilling me and just didn't say anything. It was like for 2 seconds he just goes,
"Where'd you get that from?" Like I know you have.
What do you mean where he got?
Wait, wasn't that? Isn't
he
that
made
near
it
your
himself?
TV?
Like 2 hours ago.
I swear I've seen that.
Yeah,
who's that? Why do you have that?
For evidence, like well, let me just.
Yeah, so wait, I went to kindergarten, motherfucker.
Hey, can I read this bullshit? Fucking if I can open.
You're gonna rip it in half.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Why does it say zoo, or is that 2000 zoo?
Right inside. Motherfucker.
Memories from my school year at Parker Hill Fenway Head Start. That's a pretty long convoluted name. 2000. You thought that
it's either it's a zoo or 2000 zoo. 2000. Or 2200.
No, you mean zoo. Zool. Zoo to Zool. The two looks
I didn't even see that.
The two looks like a fucking.
Wait, that's your handwriting?
I thought it was an exclamation
point. Wait, hold on.
In all honesty.
Some of my friends. Now.
I don't remember any of this.
Oh,
I don't remember anybody.
Okay. I feel like it's just like generic names like William.
Literally the whitest names possible, except for this one.
Cheyenne?
That's literally what it says. Cheyenne.
But a Cheyenne.
Wait, you might have met Cheyenne from.
Wait, is this Abraham that you spelt wrong? Or is his name just Abram?
I don't know.
Abram.
It could be Abram.
Is that Ilea? Ilya?
It's that JJ Abraham.
It's funny about that.
It's
she tweeted that, like, if anyone had a thing for me.
I saw that.
I don't know why I found that so funny, but that was just funny.
Motherfucker.
My favorite playing area
is the cars.
Wait, you like to play in the middle of the street?
I love the cars.
I like
when
playing
they go
chicken
by.
With my friends in the middle of the highway. I learned, and all it says is to right.
By the way, I did
wait, hold on. Did you write this?
No, mother. Who the fuck? You think I was
amazing?
No.
I learned to write,
oh, okay.
And then you say,
yeah.
My penmanship.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, Jesus Christ, fucking.
I was about to say, what happened?
You got some smooth handwriting.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. What happened? I didn't do it. That's fine. Stop. Relax.
I can't help that your walls are angled right now.
It's called a roof.
All walls are angled.
Okay, Paul, but this, I don't know if you call it part of the ceiling, I guess, because it's a different texture than the wall. So this
a roof.
It's a ceiling.
It's a ceiling roof.
Exactly.
Ever have a ceiling?
No, Sean, I haven't. Can you please explain to me what ceiling?
You should. That you always hit one every few seconds.
I know. And exit signs. I remember this one time I got in trouble in middle school because I left to go to the bathroom.
Wait. Who's this? Is that you?
I think
the fuck is that? It's just like a black square. Yeah, it's just like some random black
kid. Wait, it looks like a black kid.
It probably is.
Wait, is that you?
Is that the other black? Is that him right in there?
Oh, that's me as a child. Like a
why
real
is
image.
It so under exposed?
Exposed. Yeah,
I
know.
I can't fucking speak for him.
Can you get the fuck out of
why
here?
Why keep touching his hat? I mean,
my hat. Exactly, mine now. I own this bitch. Damn. I see how it is.
Are you going to do another cringy intro with that?
Yeah, I know, right?
Did you ask me already?
I can hear myself even louder. Oh, dude, how the fuck do you like this shit?
It's dope.
Oh. Oh, Jesus.
It's dope. Oh.
This is ringing my ears. Hello?
Oh. Hey, if you don't want to wear it.
What? You good?
You want to wear it?
Yeah, if you don't want to wear it, I can wear it.
No, what the fuck? This was I was wearing.
Yeah, what
relax.
The fuck?
You got your hood on. We'll take turns.
We have to take turns wearing the hat. I'm good.
I'm wearing a hat. Right.
Dude.
This thing's hanging off the beard.
Wait, we have to get a picture of that. That looks funny as shit.
When it was over my beard or something.
The fact that you're wearing it, it just makes it 1,000 times funnier.
we just love
cultural appropriation. that's what we're here for.
We're just making it worse for our fucking audience at this point.
Here, let's.
I don't know,
it's actually people, quite cozy.
Yeah. Right? It's pretty good. Yeah,
but really people are actually listening to this. I feel bad because they have no idea what the fuck's going on.
Yeah,
I'm wearing a hat.
What is this hat
I'm wearing
called?
It's like either a dually or
I tried
looking it up.
As racist as this,
not
sound,
racist at all. Like when I was in Japan, the people who pick the rice, they usually wear these hats like because of the sun.
It's just like a sun hat, basically.
Yeah, it's like a
wooden weaved something.
Yeah, but it's shaped like a very wide ice cream cone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
but cool. Like it's to protect your shoulders and all that stuff, and it's like kind of.
Paul just keeps going, keeps looking around.
Sean, you know what this is like? This is like the most uninteresting like history special on like hats. Like you have this one really enthusiastic guy about like the art and like history of like hat making. He's like, yeah, it's specifically designed to fucking do. All
I mean,
this
I wear one, not that, but like
yeah, when you're in the
like
pads,
when I work in landscape because it's at the air.
No, you don't. You do not like mow lawns and wear this hat.
No, I said not that. I said one of those sun hats. The straw hats, whatever you call it.
You wear a straw
hat. Dude, I'm not trying to get sunburn and shit.
I'm sorry, but that just sounds very funny to me. I'm sorry. That looks really funny. If
should I put a picture of you when you're fat as hell right now?
With what?
When you're fat as hell.
When I was fat as hell, yeah. But that's different because I'm no longer that fat.
The crazy thing
you
about
you still that? Wear a straw hat. What are you, Tom Sawyer?
The crazy thing the crazy thing about
Hulk
that
can?
When I see photos of you, when I'm at your house, you know how your parents post them around.
Oh yeah,
I'm just like I don't remember him like that.
Paul is currently taking a Snapchat.
He's one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He's fucking.
But seriously, I don't remember you like that. It's so bizarre. When I see that, I'm like, is that?
Oh my god, my eighth grade yearbook photo. I looked like a fat white chick. Hold on, if I have my photo on me, I think it's downstairs. Wait, actually, I have my phone on me.
Told you it was good, but you said it was almost dying, right?
4%.
At this point, I'm just drinking all these.
Yeah, you are drinking them all, boy. You gotta be careful.
Drinking what?
Well, I'm pretty sure you can handle that. Yeah, you're fine.
Why was there just... I didn't Google moonshine.
Maybe this one.
You Googled it on my phone.
I never touched your phone.
Maybe you were looking up.
How would I unlock it?
No, I didn't.
I don't know then.
I did not Google that.
How would
I'm
not
blaming you. Relax. No, I'm not like angry. I'm not like fucking no. But I'm just confused. Does that mean that we were discussing it earlier and then my and then my phone overheard it and then just like Googled it on its own?
Dude, how would I unlock your phone for that?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't fucking
probably overheard it. I don't know. Who knows?
So I mean, Google's fucking listening.
Somehow, you know what's annoying? One time, I was actually watching one of her videos because I was bored.
Yeah.
And at one point, I said, "Hey Siri," and it went off.
Yeah.
And then like another time I was watching a different YouTube video and it just went off because it sounded like it pisses me off.
Okay, relax.
Like it randomly, like someone says, doesn't even say "Hey Siri."
It just sounds like it.
They'll yeah. say like "received" or something like that.
Yeah. Like I was like, it was I forget what video, maybe David Dobrik video, and like all of a sudden I'm like, why is my thing doing this? Like, is it broken? But then I tested it, I went back and it went, did it again.
Oh my god, you do look like a little fat chick. What yeah, the heck?
That's not as good as a picture.
Oh yeah, oh,
but I have worse pictures of that. But like, yeah, I was pretty fucked.
Dude, looking. There's like 4 bottles over here.
They're all from you too.
Yeah, Sean's the Native that's American blood kicking.
That's
in.
All the Mike's hard.
What
lemonade.
Are you trying to fucking say, you piece of shit?
I'm saying that you can hold your liquor.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong
what
with
that. What are you fucking looking at?
Just looking at you.
Rice patty, man.
That's just equally as fucked. Yeah.
Don't offense to anyone, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, come on. We need to be monetized. Okay.
I mean, if we even get a sponsor at this point.
We could, yeah. You could still get them.
Just wearing a comfortable hat.
Yeah. I know. No, there's nothing racist all. About this. We just really enjoy
We just really enjoy this hat.
For sure.
Anyways.
For sure.
But remember when the biggest thing about Mike and I in like when it was elementary school was, did you ever play Sting?
Or Heard? Off the Wall?
Oh, yeah.
Different word. Different name.
Off so, the Wall, kid.
So, obviously, if you don't know, when you throw the ball and someone else catches it before it hits the ground, the person who throws it has to run and touch the wall before.
There's a bunch of rules. It's one-handed. You get to sting the person. Like, they have to run to the wall.
And if, like, you try to catch it, but you miss and it falls on the ground, you have to run your ass to the wall. Otherwise, someone's going to freaking whip you.
Peg you, yeah.
We should do that for a video, because honestly, that's like a really great thing.
But it's not the right term.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that means two things.
No, it means two things. No, Paul.
Paul made it even worse.
The dirty old bastard. The fucking.
Yeah, he looks like one of those burgers.
He's like,
don't yeah, he's got the he's got a really big beard and like the hat on, and he's like.
That
means do it. No, but like, when you'd say peg, like, you peg someone with the fact.
Well, yeah,
but
that terminology.
People feared him because he was the tall, big guy.
Yeah, so we'd fucking rocket that shit. And
no, like, he threw it good, but like.
My accuracy was always ass, though.
But if it hit,
yeah,
then you're fucked.
Yeah, yeah, really.
I played baseball, so like I was able to like whip it.
Yeah, you could get bruises playing.
Yeah,
that
and
game.
Then one time I heard it was like a day I wasn't at school, but I heard someone got their ribs hurt, like broke or hurt.
Really?
Wow.
And then there was
the fuck's throwing that much heat.
Yeah,
there was they're getting the anger out.
I know they're like hurling going like 200 miles an hour. If I can
there was them. Another time though when it was like a huge thing. Like so, they stopped using.
Just this drink went.
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
I picked up my drink. I go like this. Then I didn't even move it or anything. All of a sudden, they just like started.
A wave of it just comes out of nowhere.
But yeah, it was sure like it they fault. Stopped using metal bats because it was too late.
Did it again. Stop, relax, stop moving.
I'm not. Alright.
Jesus Christ, what
stop.
Am I moving?
Stop. I'm not going like this. I'm not going like this. You guys need to relax.
Put it down
your
like
fucking
this,
daddy
though.
Long legs, like, move.
Yeah. Right. Do you ever seen a daddy long legs just start wiggling its
wait, head? You talk about metal bat. Yeah,
yeah.
Because, yeah, okay.
Like, there was a kid.
What are we talking about off the wall? What? Are you playing the extreme no rules fucking Hell in a Cell version? Fucking, what is the extreme? Rules,
oh
man.
My god,
titanium.
Relax this knee, dude.
I'm sorry, I'm large. I move my
is
leg
that,
and I like
is that your only excuse?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a metal bat where, like, because, like, they stopped using it because this one kid, like, was, behind, like, the.
He was beheaded.
So to be completely clear, we're not talking about the same game, right?
No.
Baseball. He's talking about
baseball.
A kid got hit in the ribs.
Oh, no, in the head.
Jesus.
Oh, that's what it was.
Wait, with the bat?
Yeah,
no,
the metal bat.
They swung, and the person was behind them,
and like,
when they
threw
swung,
it? Yeah. They like,
let go,
behind.
And then whipped in their head, and yeah. It was like whole ordeal. And then I remember when we were doing gym, everyone was like complaining, like, why can't we use metal bats? And they're like, because we all were using those like yellow,
skinny. Your
school
let you use fucking metal
bats. Yeah.
At the time.
At the time, but that's probably why.
Wait, remember they put the new basketball thing? when we were there?
Yeah, that mat.
Yeah, before it was like shitty concrete crap and like bad fencing where you just like rip the fence open.
Yeah. It still was coming with some tears.
Dude, in it. I remember this one time in gym class. So, my gym class was lit because it was literally just like me and then like all of the like kids who were on sports teams. So we all used to just go like super hard for no reason, like gym class hero, you know what I mean? And then like the girls that were in it would just like sit against the wall. So it was just like the most testosterone fueled gym class ever. And no matter what sport we were playing, everyone would just go super hard. Yeah. So like this one time we were playing like ultimate frisbee or some shit. And I was running to like grab the ball. I swear it was ultimate frisbee. I jumped up to grab the frisbee and like I didn't know where I was going, and I accidentally like trucked this special needs kid.
Oh,
and
he just ate like shit.
Oh no! And he just ate shit. And like he got up and he was like fine, but I felt like such an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
then,
yeah,
but,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I scored.
No, I have something.
You scored. I ran in for that. I was like, oh my god, are you okay? And then like kept going.
I have something kind of worse. Like it was in middle school. We were like I don't know, some soccer thing. And it was like my middle school crush. And when I kicked the ball, it went straight to her face.
Ooh. Oh my god, I broke this kid's arm on accident. They were playing monkey in the middle with me.
How do you break an arm like that?
No, so listen, so they were throwing the football back and forth. And I started getting pissed. Because for some reason, like, I was missing it.
You broke his arm?
No.
Get over here, kid.
No. So what happened was...
It's a dog.
The kid,
oh shit, it's a fucking
the
dog.
Kid threw the ball to the other kid, to the kid that whose arm got broken, and I jumped up and I grabbed it and like I grabbed it from him. I felt like Randy Moss. He was crazy, and like he fell, and whatever. And I was like, all right, cool, like I got it, like whatever. And I didn't think any, like too much of it.
You good, Mike?
But like the kid was like really skinny, like anorexic, so like, you could blow in his direction and he'd like fall over. So like he's like oh my arm, blah, blah, blah. I was like, dude, you're fine, like whatever, just like stop it. Like he ends up getting dismissed to go to the nurse, and then he I didn't see him the rest of the day. I was like, what the fuck. The next gym class I see him back in this full arm cast. And he was like, yeah dude, like when I fell, like I broke my elbow and like my forearm, like he was like super crippled because of that. And I was like, Jesus, I guess we can't even play catch anymore. Like, drink some milk or something.
You need some milk.
Oh my god.
So one time I accidentally broke a frisbee off of somebody's face.
What? That's a pretty hard plastic.
Were they a foot away from you?
How did you break a piece?
Did you just whip it at someone?
Accidentally?
Oh, so, you're moving the mic too much. Watch out.
So,
I'm sorry. I was just trying to readjust.
The frisbee was like a really bad, cheap frisbee. Yeah, it was already kind of cracked.
Dumb cheap, then.
And
it's made out of paper. Wait, how far was this person?
Let me get to it.
Yeah.
And the person who like the person who was like across the way from me was he was like, oh, just whip it. And so I just like go to whip it. Not like that. And as I like go of it, my other friend who's like 10 feet away from me was just running. For some unknown reason, just running in one direction.
Yeah.
What? So you beat him with it?
No. So like I threw it.
You look over and you're like, look at that asshole over there running for no reason.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck him. I'm gonna snipe him with this frisbee.
You didn't see him.
He just came
out of nowhere.
Bullshit.
And the frisbee just hit his forehead and just broke off. Oh,
he just, you're like, hey, turn around.
Fuck him. Here, catch! He's like, boom! Just like snaps his neck. He's like paralyzed now. He's like in a hospital. He wakes up out of his coma for after like 3 months. He's like, what happened? You're like, oh,
frisbee.
You took a frisbee to the fucking head. That's crazy, dude. Oh my god. Sean, have you injured any of your
friends? You, actually.
When did you injure me?
When you didn't give me my hat back.
Oh, you rat bastard. No, but there was a reason why. There's a reason why I took your hat. I don't remember why, but there's
a
reason.
I think you're just being you. Like,
no,
like,
fuck you, fuck you. There was a reason why.
I apologize now, in general.
Well, no, dude, I literally had to, so... We took his hat.
I took his hat, right?
I forget the reason why I took it, but there was some reason why I took it, and I was holding it from him.
And I warned him many times. I can see
a beautiful face. But
now, instead of just, like, waiting for me to give it back to him, he thought that the, like, best course of action was to just, like, uppercut me in the sack. And I was like, what? I was on the ground. I was, like, incapacitated.
No, you were like,
this nut blow. So then I look at him. I'm like, I'll be right back. He's like, where are you going? I was like, I have to go make sure it still works. So I ran to my tent, and I had to beat my knee to make sure that I could still nut you. Because I was young as fuck. And, like, I thought, like, dude, like, what if he actually, like, popped in, like, a testicle? Like, what the fuck?
I don't think I hit you that hard.
Yeah, you did. You hit me crazy hard. And I was like,
Remember that time when, like, everyone's throwing snow at you, and then I kick once, and everyone's like, Ellie, it was him, and then you just, like, hit me in the face, and I just, like, was not fazed at all, and then, like, I was like, you do know that was the kids, and he's like, oh, now I feel like an asshole for punching Sean.
Well,
you were sitting on that tiny ass chair and you fucking like broke it actually, and then everyone's throwing snow at him, and then I decided to kick once because everyone's doing it. I kicked once and then everyone was afraid of Elliot, and then they all pointed to me. I'm like, well, fuck.
See,
didn't you accidentally melt your jacket and then you blamed somebody else for it?
You're like, I was 6 feet away. What are we talking about? I don't know how it burned, Joe. I was not that far from the thing.
Yeah, you melted your jacket one time.
He's like, this one time, me and Sean were walking side by side, and our arms happened to collide, and so, like, his watch got a little cracked, and so then the bastard looks at me, and he goes, oh, I guess you owe me a new watch now. And I was like, what? And
he was like, no, it was $20. It was not a lot.
Fuck you! Fuck you, your little fucking $20.
Hey, you owe me like $2,000.
He made it seem like it was a fucking rollie or something.
If,
like,
if you broke this, you would be more worried.
Okay, yeah. But also, yeah. If I gently slapped into that Apple Watch and broke it, I'd be also like fucking.
Yeah, but your phone was fine. But like at that point, I didn't care. But like you said, you would pay me back. But then you.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you
stop
did.
Lying. Stop you, lying. You cap
it. You keep forgetting though.
You capper. No, I said.
Hey, where's that money for that truffle burger on Halloween we were with Paul at the JW's?
What truffle burger? Oh, from that Halloween like 4 years ago?
Yeah, where's that money, bro?
I don't even remember how much that was. Do you remember exactly how much that was?
$14.73.
Bull honky, that's exactly what the price was.
I have a list of everything you owe me.
Yeah, you keep an itemized list of everything that
I was
gonna
guess 15.
Yeah.
Wow. See, that's the kind of friend that Sean is. He keeps an itemized list of everything that you owe him.
At this point, I don't give a damn.
No, yeah, you do, because you have a list. Who has a list? What are you, Santa Claus? Fucking check your list twice.
It's like, what does Elliot owe me this year?
I mean,
I know, I mean, the old shark, he's like
the only time I remember you contributed to something was when we took the Uber from Whale Station to the lake house.
Yeah.
Which was like, I don't know.
Well, I could have contributed when I was working and I had a consistent amount of money, but we didn't like hang out or anything.
The funny thing is, remember you saw me with my other friends when you were like, I don't know, doing carriages? Or you're helping your mom put groceries in the car.
Yeah.
And it, like, everyone was.
Oh,
like,
because I just got out of work.
And oh, you got out? I thought you were still.
And I was working.
Why are you touching me?
I was working at Stop and Shop all day, dealing with crackheads. And I get out of my shift, and I'm going to the car. Then, like, Sean and his friends are by, and, like, want
to
stop by.
Yeah, we're going to Target, actually. And they're like, yo. I was like, Elliot. And then, because you're fucking tall, and I know who you are.
I was like, I just want to get the fuck home. Like, I don't want to engage in it with anyone right now. I just want to go the fuck
home. Oh, I see how it is.
Sean, I love you dearly.
15 years mean nothing, huh?
I love you dearly. But I just, after work, I just want to go home and relax.
And jerk off.
And my mom was like, why aren't you saying hi to Sean? And I'm like, because I'm going to
go home.
Just let me get the fuck home.
The funny thing is, I told my friends about it. I'm like, he's like, I was like, he's like 6'9". They're like, really? I'm like, they didn't believe me. And they're like, holy shit.
Oh, and they just happened to see
like,
that.
Because, like, I just go up. I'm like, hey, what's up, Billy? And everyone's like, what the fuck?
I know.
I know.
What the fuck is that thing?
Paul, I'm gonna laugh. You're fucking wearing a fucking rice paddy cap right now.
That's what we're calling it now, I guess.
Because that's all we...
Yeah. That's what we associate with that hat, dude.
I was surprised you don't know who Don Elmo is. You don't listen to our podcast?
Sean.
That's my name. Don't forget
I
it.
I don't listen to any podcast.
Literally, I mean, the ones that I'm a part of. You don't even watch our videos.
Yeah. Occasionally, I do. Actually, plot twist, all the subscribers you have are all just fake accounts that I mean.
I'm the only one watching.
if you're doing that, make it 100. We're at 99.
Yeah. Word. I'll make a fake email of shit right now.
Just your 100 subscriber at gmail.com.
Word. They should totally imagine.
They should totally imagine.
Because I thought I was like, they should totally just have...
I feel like we should just end it. We're at an hour already.
Who cares? In 5 minutes. No, I told you, when we have more people, it's longer.
All right. Actually, an hour long? Really? It doesn't even feel like an hour.
No, this is the deal. If it's just him and I, usually like an hour or maybe even less than an hour. But if it's like more than one, like more than two guests, or like more than one guest, it's a lot more longer. Because funny... Strange, but funny.
Yeah, it is pretty long when I'm involved.
You're a child.
Me? With a towely shirt on and the fucking...
Yeah, wait. You came from work. Where's this freaking outfit?
Oh, I changed.
Oh,
whenever I get home, I just changed.
Dude,
you went home?
Yeah, I did go.
Dude,
I told you just to come straight here.
Dude.
Yeah, but I really wanted to change.
he didn't want to show his true form.
Clarify this for me.
Yeah.
Sean says that you're doing something in town, whatever you get paid for. I asked him what it was, and he says that you explained it to him, but he doesn't fucking understand what it is. What is it? What is the job?
It's
or
like a
whatever?
Business thing,
okay, so,
an internship and stuff.
Because he made it seem like it was some fucking...
CIA.
Crazy convoluted, like, CIA shit that I would never, like, know what it is.
So, it is...
Are you okay? Are you gonna uke, dude? Please don't uke. Please, whatever you do. And if you do, do it down the stairs.
Yeah, okay. That'd be nice.
So now we can't get out?
Yeah. Perfect, like, downstairs.
Right. I have, like, two different burps. Normal burps and then, like, that fucking for
the one that sounds like you're summoning Cthulhu?
Alright, so... The program that I'm in is, it starts out as, like, classes, and it is a specific track, along with a,
how many meters?
Your, like, a business professional, development aspect of it as well. So, like, it's teaching you how to be in corporate America, essentially.
Okay.
And how That's to cool. act in corporate America.
Sorry, boys. I kind of.
And so the one that I chose was IT, and so that's what I was doing. That was a 21-week thing.
Testicles.
Get out of here. That was a 21-week thing.
Testicles.
Itchy
and
testicles.
Then,
IT.
It switched over to an internship, and I'm currently at. The Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard, and I'm like an IT guy on a team. It's quite nice.
Nice, man.
Word, so big ballin'.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Unfortunately, I only get paid like on a stipend, so I'm not making much an hour. But
so how much is
that?
Wait,
weren't you making nothing like, working at Town Hall, though?
I mean, I was making like minimum wage at Town Hall.
So 12 at the time.
Maybe.
So how much? It's decent money though, right?
How much am I making right now?
Wait. Because what does your taxes look like?
Because it's a stipend.
Is it like a weekly or like a monthly?
It's like every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm making about like $5.63 an hour.
Oh, fuck.
But it's an internship.
I don't even think the people that fucking stitch together my fucking Jordans and my Nike shoes make that much.
Those rice patty guys?
Where are the fucking at, dude? Jesus, that's fucked. Oh my god, we're going.
Yeah, this hat makes it so much hotter in here.
Wait, $5?
Well, but he gets paid. But how? Like, when you get a, do you get like a paycheck?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, how much is that like on average? If you don't mind me asking.
Wait.
So I'm making like $225 a week.
Damn! So imagine if you were actually getting paid for real.
That's not bad. $225 a week.
Well,
that's not bad.
How many hours do you think he's working?
Oh, that's okay. A lot. So how long do you work a week?
So it's like 9 to 5, but with like an hour lunch break.
Okay, so that's not bad. That's doable.
For that amount. I mean, it is an internship, so I mean, you can't be blamed for that. So
it's mostly for the experience, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And so also, the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard, that looks really nice on LinkedIn and on a resume.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
fucking
it looks amazing.
And
You know, well, wait, what are you doing after this, though?
High-ranking business people.
I'm going to be searching for a job, because, like, once the internship ends, they either say, like, hey, we want you to work for us, and that'll get actually paid.
Corporation, production company.
Or they say, fuck
what
you.
What value are you to my company? Our company.
You could be an accountant.
Okay. Yeah, do our taxes.
Oh, yeah, speaking of taxes, how does taxes work with that? Do they give you W-2?
I have to look into that because I actually have to like look into the taxes.
Because like you made money before this year, obviously.
Yeah, and also they're supposed to give you that before January ended. If not, they can get in trouble for that.
Oh yeah.
So.
All right. Well. I'll have to
look. Your W-2?
Did you get that?
Yes, I did. What is the deadline? Like March?
April 15th.
It's either March or April 15th.
Well, he already did his. I tried to do it by myself, but...
Yeah, how much do you think you're going to get?
No, I know how much I'm getting. I'm getting like $850-something.
Yeah, you're paying
I'm going to pay this stupid computer even though
I love it. Yeah, he's doing monthly payments.
Yeah, is that... How is it? What kind of graphics card?
He barely uses it. I'll show you that. I bought him a fucking... I bought him a fucking controller on Christmas, and he did use it till last week. I was like, every time I'm here, I'm like, yo, how's the controller work? Because I bought it. I want to make sure it works fine.
Like,
it works
good in the box.
He's like,
I just want to look at it. I want to put it on my shelf. Kind of don't want to use it.
It's not that. It's just like, I
yeah, he barely uses it. I'm like, what's the point of this $1,000 PC when you don't use it?
Dude.
What?
Quick. Worst gift that you ever got, and then you never end up using it. Go.
Damn, that's actually kind of hard. I don't know.
What's the worst
present? No. I got it. It was a, not going to say from who, but it's a...
they listen to it, and they're like, fucking bitch.
It's an audio recorder watch that I got, 2 years ago.
That sounds kind of cool, though.
Yeah, I can do that with my watch.
Yeah.
At this point. Like, it's cool. I
got a book.
If you like to read, though,
You should have just ended it there.
Yeah. I got a book. I got a book.
Was it at least what book, a good though? Book? Was it interesting?
No.
The Notebook?
The Notebook.
I've never seen The Notebook.
It's not bad.
What's the worst gift
you've ever with the high school done? You never seen a Notebook?
Do you know?
I kind of know what...
Go ahead.
Okay, so it's not necessarily bad, but every year
for Christmas... The worst gift I gave you was nothing.
I know.
I
give me nothing.
Stay with me.
No, I know.
It's kind of crazy, though.
Yeah.
It's
just kind of a mutual understanding. It's we don't really give two fucks about it.
You don't say happy birthday to me, I don't say happy birthday to you.
Yeah, we're just kind of assholes.
I just realized that. I never say happy birthday to you.
I know.
It's kind of fucked. I never say Merry Christmas to you.
I know.
You never say Merry Christmas to me.
I know, because you don't do it to me, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, but you don't do it to me, you
know,
fucking asshole.
You know the phones don't go one way.
how have we done that for 16 years?
I know, pretty much our whole lives.
We just acknowledge, I remember Joe told me,
take Paul seriously in this hat, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I just looked over and I saw him in it. He's going over here like Mr. Burns, fucking... twiddling his thumbs over here.
Excellent.
I know.
These aren't thumbs, but okay.
Excellent.
Oh. He's drunk.
Who is? Me?
Him?
Me? You're drunk.
He called these thumbs.
What was the first time he gave me a gift, though?
Sorry. Not to distract you, but the worst gift I've ever received? Fucking...
No sex.
Well, I've never not had that, but... Sorry, I just fucked for a second. But the worst gift I ever received was, so my mom, when she gets me presents for Christmas, sometimes it's not necessarily
great.
Physical, it's not toys or video games or this or that. This one time I got cans of soup.
Interesting, okay.
And I was just like,
I'd rather get a can of soup than a book.
Let's fucking trade
that. He's like, I can actually use it.
That's actually useful.
Because I can eat it. I'd rather read than fucking have a thing of soup. It was kind of cool, though, because it was Star Wars themed soup. So the little pasta inside was little Darth Vader heads or something.
How old were you when you got it?
It was a couple of years ago, so I wasn't even that young. I was maybe 18.
I mean, she brings home hazardous bags from the hospital.
I know, she thinks she's funny. She brings, like, these, like, biohazard bags from the hospital.
I saw him on Monday.
Puts food in it. And
I saw him on Monday. He was grabbing cookies. So I'm like, is that because you're sick? That's your sick bag?
That's funny. That's good.
He's like, no, my mom thinks
I'm actually
funny.
Contagious with, like, fucking...
One day she's going to, by accident, bring the wrong one.
Yeah, she's going to pick the wrong bag on accident.
It has, like, Ebola with it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, oh, mom, these cookies are freaking delicious.
Starts bleeding from the eyes, like, 2 hours later.
I honestly don't know what gifts I've used every gift like I asked.
Well, I got you the controller. He got me a Louis Vuitton lock, and then I think it was the iPod Touch.
Huh? What?
The third generation iPod Touch.
What?
Jesus!
That I gave you.
That goes back a little bit, doesn't it?
What, that I gave you?
Yeah, you gave it to me.
Well, yeah, I mean it wasn't a new one. That's the thing.
And I gave it to my friend.
Remember when we were at your?
It was like a. It was
Uncle's
my old
lake
one.
House. Yeah. They had like the first iPhone, like plugged in. As, like, it was like the thing that was plugged into like aux.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing you would play music off of or something.
Yeah, you were like trying to figure it out.
What is this?
Yeah. Remember the camera was like, I don't know, purple.
Like, oh, when we went to Maine?
Yeah, we went to Maine.
Yeah.
It was like purple and shit. Are you good?
Are you trying to
kiss me? Like, what are you doing?
No, I just wanted to.
He's just like rich for a kiss.
He's really like in. He's really in there.
Yeah, I know what's up.
Yeah, I remember, like, I think the first thing we did was obviously said hi, because it's, like, random, like, just to go downstairs and really, but the jukebox, is that, I think that's what,
yeah.
I want to get one of those, because, like, I got, because, like, it's basically the mini, not the mini disc, but the mini records that are just the one song, but you have, like, on speed, like, 46 or something like that. Like, it'd be cool to have that, because you get modern songs off of that, because I have, remember, I ordered this Post Malone Wow song.
Okay.
The single
Wow. Sorry.
the single vinyl.
Why?
Because I wanted to.
So one record was just one song?
Yeah, it's like this small. It's just one. And you have to put the speed at like...
How much was it?
Like $10.
Oh, okay.
But like, here's the thing. It took like almost a year. Because like the people who distribute Post Malone shit takes fucking forever.
Really?
And like when I finally got it, and I
yeah,
was like,
Post Malone's people, if you're listening to this, fuck you for taking it so
yeah,
for taking
I want,
so long
I want,
to deliver his record.
I want to order his album with like fuck, I can't remember any of the songs right now. But like his recent songs.
Ozzy Osbourne, fucking like those.
What? He did a song with it?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
The song with like the from the Spider-Verse, Hollywood's Bleeding.
Sunflower.
Yeah.
Like that. I thought you said SpongeBob, and I was like, wait. I was like, wait, what?
Well, that album. But and I was like, well, it took fucking 7 months for me. I thought it was gone. I was like, well, $10 gone. And I finally got this thing in the mail. I was like, what is this? Why is it for me? And I opened it. I'm like, oh, shit.
It's your fucking record.
I ordered it in March, and I got it like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
3 months ago?
Yeah.
This year?
Yes. Well
last year.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say.
You're gonna shit?
I was gonna stay.
Obviously not this year because it hasn't even been March.
But yeah. I was just like, what is this thing? And I'm like, open it. I'm like, I forgot I bought this.
Jesus.
Like it takes that. Like I don't understand why they have.
I mean,
that.
That's worth the $10 to have a surprise that.
Long yeah,
that's a good surprise.
It was like a baby. It took 9 months.
You never know when it's gonna buy.
Are you saying the baby's worth $10?
I wish.
That's how much it costs.
It costs $10,000 to have a fucking kid.
Oh my fucking
really
god,
does.
Dude. Oh my god.
Wait.
Plus shipping and handling.
I think there was shipping though, actually.
Shipping, the bastards. You ever get those things that are like listed for like $5, but the shipping and handling's like $15?
I'm not stupid.
Like, what are you talking? Like, I'm not gonna just buy this.
There was this dollar like decal thing from like my iPad or like my laptop. Well, technically his laptop. And
I'm stretching.
I went to Gore. It was like $2.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, cool. And it was like when I didn't make a lot of money in general, so I had like, I don't know, $20 in my bank account.
Yeah.
And I was like, ready to order. I'm like, $18 for shipping? Is it shipping from fucking the freaking
slow boat from China?
No, from the freaking international.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Slow boat from China. That's what it's called.
Is that what he's on?
I was about to say.
Is that what Paul sails?
No, I was just like, is this fucking shimmy from the International Space Station? What the fuck is it taking this long?
Dude.
To fucking get stickers for a fucking laptop.
Yeah.
Oh, oh yeah, where'd you get those stickers, though? Like, how'd you get a
couple of those? Random stickers, though.
No, I can probably look it up right now, honestly.
It says his old name, Mike TV, and then FWE.
Oh, that's
yeah, see? Like. Right there.
Oh, those are pretty, like, fire stickers.
Yeah, right now I have one my sister gave me on this thing. But,
I got some stickers today.
From who?
Yeah, Paul? What'd you get? What'd you get?
For the guy in the corner of your street?
No, he's somebody that works at the, like, one of the buildings that I'm at.
Why does it sound like a drug dealer?
He's like, sorry, we can't pay you today. He's
like, I got some stickers today.
Yeah, you want some stickers today? I got some new shit.
He's
today.
Got one of those giant, like, drug dealer jackets with all the pockets in it.
He wants a fucking like, Pokemon? I got some fucking Pokemon.
Hey, sorry, I have long legs. I'm sorry. Microphone,
dog.
Look at that audio spike right
there. Covertly just handed me some stickers.
Sticker mule?
Yeah, that's. Sticker I think that's where I got it
isn't
from.
Isn't this empty?
Yeah.
Ting.
Yeah, this is where I got it from. Sticker mule.
Sticker mule?
Yeah, literally. Look, it's right here. Oval stickers. This is
the... Why would you ever want just, like, a straight-up mule sticker? Why would you just want, like, a donkey?
That's just their, you know...
Wait, can you get, like, anything you want?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Dude, go to like a sticker design.
It's whatever image you choose.
Yeah, whatever image you want.
Yeah, so he put his Mike TV one in the FTV.
So you're telling me if I did something like...
You could put a cock on it.
Yeah.
You read me the right way. What if I just want like, like a pair of like hairy balls?
And I was like... How's that your club?
And I was like, can I just get a sticker of like hairy balls?
I don't know about that. I think there's
so like the quantity? You can get 10,000 stickers. Wait, custom quantity? How much? What's
wait,
the
how
maximum?
Much is 10,000 stickers?
1,246.
Save 90%.
Save 90%.
$1,200?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I can get 10,000 stickers.
For $1,000 and 200.
Elliot's face from Monopoly and put it all over Winthrop.
Just for 50 stickers is $60.
This so it's a little over fucking.
I think I paid like $20 or $40 for like just these two stickers, something like that.
Ellie, what would you do if I bought these stickers and you just like when you come back to Winthrop from when I don't know your job or whatever or college if you'd ever go back and you just see all these pictures of you?
Like a million, like something crazy.
69. That's a million.
No. What's the max on that?
Oh, must be a multiple of 10. Do like a million.
So wait,
do a million.
So wait,
see if you can max it out.
I said a custom of 10. So
10,000 or just
a multiple
just
10. Of 10.
You can't go any more than 10.
It's
a multiple of 10.
Yeah.
10,
what
20,
are
what?
You fucking
like, it can't doing? Be like an in-between number. It can't be like 12, 11, 10, whatever.
It's gotta be like 10, 20,
30. I was about to scratch my head, but you kind of put your hand on it.
Kind of.
Like, just for 10, rich. Just for 10 stickers is $17.
10?
Yeah, just for
they're fucking stickers. They cost like 5 cents to make.
Well, you know what? Those people die in those fucking sticker shops.
Now, is it all of the same sticker, or could you, like, mix and match the stickers?
I think it's just that set. And then...
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, the thing is, I just thought of, like, your fucking usernames are the best usernames I've seen. Like, a soft bean burrito.
Oh, yeah, a soft bean burrito is such a great username.
Wait, what was the other one that, like, Pokemon did not like from Pokemon Go?
Oh, yeah, I have a fucking pizza.
Oh, yeah.
What?
They told me that, like, hey, you need to change your name, because I got reported in Pennsylvania.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
His name was a fucking pizza.
My name in Pokemon Go was a fucking pizza. And
a fucking pizza.
Yeah, a fucking pizza.
And I got
genius.
Reported... So all I did was I dropped the G and it worked. So I have a fucking pizza.
And then now
what's
it's
going
like,
it's great. It's hilarious because I went to do a raid with somebody else. It was me, my friend, and we meet up with this other guy. But he was with like he had his car, so we're driving around, and he had his two kids in the back. And he just goes back to his two kids, and I'm sitting next to his two kids. And he's just like, oh, this is Jane Greg and a fucking pizza. And I'm just like, did you just really say that?
Wait, he introduced
you? Yeah.
He introduced his kids to you?
Yeah.
Wait, is your name a fucking
pizza?
Oh, it still
pizza?
Is a fucking pizza.
I had to drop the G, though.
What are those gears going on over there?
That's a Pokemon.
What?
Yeah.
I haven't played
what? Pokemon. What? So yeah. Dude, well, I don't understand what's
you're
up with all these Pokemon that are, like, just inanimate objects that are, like, alive.
Yeah.
Like, there's fucking, like, ice cream cones. There's fucking bundles of trash. That, like, literally, there's trash Pokemon.
Did you know there's a Jurassic World fucking, like, Pokemon?
AR one? Yeah.
Time for me to head up.
When I saw that, I first looked at it because I was like, I like dinosaurs and shit, but like, I was just like, why?
Oh, wow, that's
and
that's
why?
Interesting. That's interesting. Well.
Yeah.
Are you good?
He said his head's itchy.
His head's itchy.
Nice. Don't break the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Just combust. I mean, Elliot freaking like penetrated like 7 times on the ceiling.
I... What did I penetrate 7 times, Sean?
What? I don't know. What do you? I don't know what you do in your college life.
Yeah.
What's the craziest shits? What's the crazy shit that you've done in college? Anything with authorities?
So this one time, me and my friends. You just had that on your head the whole time.
You fucking asshole.
This one time, me and my friends were going to the party to this party, in like the condos that were for like. We were going to this party that was like in these condos that were for like seniors or whatever, so we were going over there, and we were just taking me and my friend got in the elevator to go up to the floor that had the party on it, and some of my friends like stayed down like downstairs because we were just gonna like check it out to see if it was like worth everyone else coming up so we didn't have to waste everyone else's time. So we got up there.
What are you fucking doing?
And as soon as
you're not a fucking unicorn.
As soon as the door to the elevator opened,
is that
I
how
see
unicorns act.
I don't know. They're not fucking real.
I see all these people in the fucking hallway, and like, what's going on? Like, why is there like 50 heads in the hallway? And there's this white kid and this black kid, and they're like, oh, like, you don't want to smoke, like, blah, 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 like, and they're like starting to fight. I was like, oh, okay. So I start like pressing the button to go back down. It's like, as much as I am about the smoke, I was like, I'm trying to party. Like, I'm not trying to get like arrested.
Wait, like, how long? Like,
so
I think I remember you told me this.
So what happens is they fucking. They start squaring up and they start like fighting, and the elevator doors are still open, and for some reason they decide to take the fight into the elevator. So I'm in the middle of this brawl, like dodging punches and shit, and like these two guys are just like fighting each other, and I'm like, what the fuck, like what's going on? And so like they were like, the police came too, and like they were like,
why
on the way.
Why is it innocent you're in, like there's always the cops involved? I played basketball in the gym in the high school, the cops came.
Oh yeah, but that's because we broke in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, technically we didn't even break in.
Just to play basketball.
Well, actually, no, wait, yeah, we did. It was during the summer, and, like, in Winthrop, there's nothing fucking to do for kids.
Just tear down.
So, like, everyone wanted to play ball. So, like, we went in through the boiler room door of the middle
school.
Why
are you on YouTube? Are we not that entertaining?
Told you, we gotta end this. Because,
no.
I was going to do something.
Oh, go to 2 hours.
Why?
I was going to do something.
Because why not?
Because nobody's talking as well.
I know. I don't want to dominate the combo.
No, you're good.
I just have crackhead stories that are, like, interesting.
Well, the only time I ever, like I've never tried weed, but,
yeah.
Like, the only time, like, I vaped one, like, twice, actually. The first time was in, like, I don't know, junior year? Congratulations, sir. But, like, it was that, did you call it free period when there was, like, no class, like, you didn't have a substitute?
Yeah, you were just, like, fucking around, yeah.
So, they would send us to the auditorium.
Okay, yeah.
So, my friend Gil and I were just sitting there, and he had his vape, and
yeah.
He, like, when he was doing it, it was, like, nothing was really coming out at all.
Yeah.
But, like, he says, do you want to try it? I told him if there was any nicotine, there was probably nicotine, but, like, he didn't probably lie to me. So, when I did it. when I let it go,
just a huge cloud,
huge fucking cloud, and ironically at the same time, the vice principal was walking down.
Oh shit!
And he was like, "Yo, what the fuck is that? Your Native American heritage or something?"
Yeah, like smoke, big smoking.
And like then the second time was summer school.
Oh and, yeah.
He's like, I remember that summer.
Wait, so did you ever go to summer school?
No.
You?
Yeah.
You?
No.
I have, but it was bullshit. And the work was so easy that I literally finished it in like 3 days. And I was like, see you fuckers later. I'm going home. I was like, they were like, oh yeah, once you finish, like, you don't even have to finish the whole module. They're like, once you finish like this certain amount, like, then you're like, fine. I was like, okay. So that's, I literally just finished the two modules in like 5 days, and I just said, peace, I'm going home.
That's good.
I know, I was lit as lit as fuck. It was so easy.
But yeah, it was in, it was like 5 years ago. It was like those ones that the people had. It was like a fucking humongous,
like the box mod, like the
giant. No, not that. It was like, it looked like a giant bullet.
Okay,
humongous, yeah. Ones, when they do it, it's like a fucking,
yeah, yeah,
an actual cloud.
Yeah, an actual, yeah, cloud. And I was, it was, it was during like a break time.
Yeah.
And during summer school, and when I did it, I was just fucking dying.
Oh, for sure.
Cause like, I was like, I should be able to handle this, and when I did that, I was just like,
oh,
dying, dude. Like, I, dude, was coughing up a storm. Dude,
it's funny that you say like a story like that, because, so my friend has his MediCard for like weed and stuff in Massachusetts, and so like we're,
I question your life.
We just indulge, on a somewhat frequently.
We just indulge.
And so my tolerance is very high for that substance, right? So this one time, we were sitting, so,
although you're like outing yourself
on, well, a podcast. Yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, wait, it's what? Like, it's,
he's
like
outing himself.
It's legal.
He's not above age for like certain, for
who
these things.
That? Who says that?
The
who are
law.
You talking about? No. He's 25.
Oh yeah, got it.
I'm 22 perfectly legal
now.
Yeah,
just
like,
give me a fucking 6 months. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. September 6th, I'll be able to do it.
This episode won't come on until then.
What are you talking about? He's like fucking 60 years old.
Yeah, no, but so like, this one time, so my friend, so I don't know if any of you are familiar, but
he is.
He was taking dabs, and not that guy. And so he looks over at me.
You said about something about whip later earlier.
Wait, oh yeah, no, yeah. I'm calling.
I'll be back because I'm about to piss myself.
Good.
Oh,
man,
just start. Go drinks. Play firefighter, dude. I'll see you later.
Firefighter.
You just walk into Mike's room and you just piss up his
just start going.
You come back.
Just out.
So what were you saying?
Close the door,
so like,
behind him.
So he took a crazy one, and he smokes all the time. So like, he was just used to it, and he was like kind of unfazed. But so then after a few minutes, he starts like hawking a lung. Then he turns around, he looks at me, and I'm just like sitting on my phone. He's like, "Do you want one?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." And this was like my first time like taking a dab, so like I didn't really know like what I was in for, but like, I was like, okay. He's like, "Do you want a stomp, like a stomper? Do you want like a big one?" I was like, okay, sure, you know. I took it, like, all of it, and it was like, okay, wait, that's an exaggeration. It was like a solid dab, dude. And I just started bugging out.
Yeah, of course.
And, like, my girlfriend was, like, next to me, and I thought I was gonna die. I was, like, so paranoid. I started, like, tweaking. Like, I was on, like, crack. My girlfriend looks at me, she goes, "Are you okay?" I was like, "I'm crazy!" Like, I started, like, I just started full out bugging, dude. And it was the funniest thing. Oh, my God, I have so many weed adventure stories, and it's just so bad. Because I was, like, never, like into it, you know?
Yeah,
like, when I was a younger kid, I was like, oh, like, it's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, as I got older, I was like, you know, I'm responsible enough to like be able to enjoy it and like still get my stuff done. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So like, you know, if I have to go service crackheads at that Stop and Shop, you know, at least I get a little smoke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had someone come in there and like start preaching about like the end of the world and shit.
Paul just looks like he's out of it too.
And I, yeah, you look fucked. You look pretty fucked.
I'm
you
just sit there tired.
Going, yeah, right. I'm telling you, Sean, we gotta end this soon too.
Yeah, Sean, we gotta end this soon.
No, he's not.
All right, thanks.
Why
Sean.
Would we end this soon?
Because,
dude,
Paul is about to pass out.
It's almost 9 o'clock too.
Who cares?
Wait, when did we
My
start?
My parents. They're gonna go to bed soon.
When okay. did we start? It?
Are you about to go to sleep?
When did we start this?
No,
an hour and a half ago? It's already an hour and a half.
Holy shit.
Hey, I took a piss. I'm ready to go for another hour and a half.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Go home then. Do it at there.
What just happened, though?
He was talking about, like, his first time, like, taking a doobie, basically. Like, sorry. Smoking.
Well, it was
I'm just
dad.
Looking at you. I'm just like, does he understand what that means?
Yeah, that's what I was like.
So it's basically, it's like concentrated, like, distillate. Like, it's like super pure. Like,
yeah,
THC, and I was just
trying to make me do that stuff, and I tell him no.
Because it's like, you can smoke, like, flour, but you can smoke, like...
It's not like flour.
The crazy, like, you know, the crazy, like, crazy dab.
Shit? I'm from California.
California? California?
Well, the funny thing is, like...
Cauliflower.
Snoop Dogg was in Uxbridge the other day.
Really?
In Massachusetts. I don't was here. No, what? That's cool.
He was here.
He was here. I could have met him.
He touched the ground.
Come on, that's cool.
He was on Massachusetts soil.
Oh, there's plenty of celebrities that come here, man, that we just don't know.
They
just,
that's what I'm saying. We don't even know about it. Like, how many people come in their pants over, like, fucking Mark Wahlberg and shit like that?
I mean,
he's from here.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, not really anymore, because they kind of fell off. But they had, like, Wahlbergers.
Well, he comes into the story sometimes.
Yeah, every time we go, he's not there, but, like.
Yeah.
My dad was there when he was there, and they were, like, filming a show.
Speaking of your dad, I never met your dad.
This whole time?
No, it's bad. I met his mom and his guardian. Is that what you call
him? Yeah.
But, like, I've asked him, like, does your dad know I exist?
He's met you before.
He has?
Yeah.
He was that crackhead, remember?
No, he was
no. When? I don't recall that.
Do you remember 8 million years ago when we went to Camp Massasoit?
Dude, that was a fucking long time.
I know, but he was there. He went one time. And he met you.
How tall was he?
Can't even formulate a sentence.
Bro, you look like you came near drunk with that hat on.
That's his party hat.
That's my party hat.
Paul just looks like...
Aren't you hot in that, dog? You're making me hot now.
Hot?
Yeah.
I mean, I am pretty hot.
Like... I know the most the only people who are comfortable right now is you and Paul.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable right now. But like,
comfortable?
Now they're playing mad loud music.
Come on. Oh, they're turning up downstairs. Yeah. I'm like,
they probably found the other drinks that we had.
I know. They start partying. We come down there. Paul's got this hat on, and we're like, woo!
That's the funny shit. The hat like.
Oh yeah,
what's going on?
Can we get a little?
Oh, that's attached to his neck.
You kill him. Wait.
Pull it from out of your neck.
Pull.
Get it out from underneath your neck. Okay, I want to cut.
Hold on, it's gonna hit his glasses though. If you spin it, okay. See, that's what I mean.
Oh, he literally called it, but that was
okay. All right. No more spinning. All right, now it's really loud.
Wait, would you like it like this, or would you like it more like?
Bro, are you good? Your eyes are just like fucking.
It's bloodshot because of the drinks, probably. Yours are kind of red too. That red
mine?
Is, yeah, just a little bit. Not as bad as his.
I know his is. Like...
All right, let's end this because it starts to get loud.
All right, welcome back to the Improvised Podcast,
where we speak over the loud.
Roll the intro. All
right,
this is the 10th. I don't know what
episode. 10th hour.
Fifth episode of the Improvised Podcast.
What episode is this even?
The fifth, I think.
It is the fifth. Yeah.
Welcome to the fifth episode of the Improvised Podcast. This is Paul.
Hi.
That's Elliot.
Yep.
Michael.
And we're ending it here.
And we'll see you later.
And you didn't even say your name.
My name is Sean.
My name's Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
And we're not drunk.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I think we're done here.
He's seeing shit now. All right, bye.
I see a dead Omo.